Is up, everybody, and welcome back to Zachary Reality. We are here with Ben and Kamari, the Deal or No Deal Island Bankers Assistants. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
We are amazing. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for being here. I must say that I did put two and two together that nobody was going to be eliminated this week because I knew you guys were coming. So I was still shocked though.
Free spoiler.
I was still shocked when the briefcase opened and it said nobody because I just like didn't know when that was going to happen. Did you guys know what was in the briefcase?
No, it was a surprise for us as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was yes.
Great. Okay. So I'm wondering like how much do you guys know, maybe Ben go first, like about the game mm-hmm. and the twists and turns.
But we really don't know anything. I mean, it's as if we're watching it for the first time. We're just there live. So we're reacting to it live. It's everything is new to us. So all the emotions, all the reactions, nothing's pre-scripted, nothing's planned out. It's completely a raw feeling and emotion in that moment. So yeah, we have it's at random for us.
Kamari, what is the worst part about being the banker's assistant? Because I feel like you guys have a really sweet gig.
We do. It's just emotional because we also like we build rapport with the contestants and we really start to love them and we don't know what's going to happen. You know, we don't know what's in the briefcases. We don't know who's going to play until they show up. So it's still that factor of like who's getting voted off, you know, and it gets harder as the season goes on too because we get really close with them. So that would be the toughest part, definitely seeing them go.
How often are you guys hanging out with the contestants outside of like the challenges and the, you know, ceremony thing at the end?
Very little. We have really no time spent with them. It's just mm-hmm. at passing in the temple. And I think it's truly just at the temple. Maybe some challenges, we'll have a minute to say hi, but very little contact with them. Still gain a relationship with them in the sense of watching them play the game in front of us, but not too much, you know, one-on-one with any of the contestants.
So if you're like watching them from afar, you're just like getting the front row seat, like all of us at the TV. So do you have favorites that you're rooting for? Obviously you can't really like say, but do you ever feel like there's certain people who are better at the game and aren't seeing certain things in front of them?
100%.
Yeah, I feel like there's definitely fan favorites. You know, everyone loves Boston Rob. He's a Survivor, you know, alum. So that's always going to be a favorite. And then I think that, you know, Aaron's our little underdog. So I feel like that people love, love, love him. And those are probably the favorites across the board.
Is there anything you guys have seen in the first few episodes that you're just like, oh, I understand that now? Or like, it didn't make sense, you know, as you were watching from afar versus like seeing it on the TV? Like, does anything come together from a different point of view?
Definitely. You know, for us, we really see the most personality and reactions at Temple. So there'll mm-hmm. be things that happen, you know, back at base camp or at a challenge that me and Kamari might not have known about or seen. Yes. And then we're seeing it transcribed for the first time at Temple. So for us, we're like, wait, when did these two not like each other? When did this beef start happening? So for us, you know, it kind of catches us every time. We're like, whoa, we didn't expect, you know, last week. Everything was chill last week. Now there's drama we weren't prepared for. So
yes, Joe would stay giving us the tea right before. So we're
like, no.
Oh my God, that's so fun. Well, my favorite part about what you guys do is truly opening the briefcases. So talk to me about your strategy in doing it with the facial expressions and how do you feel as a briefcase model?
Yeah, it's so fun because we don't know what's in any of the briefcases. So truthfully, we're obviously going to see that little peek before anybody else does. Mm-hmm. And so we have to kind of have a poker face because we don't mm-hmm. want to reveal too much before we open it. And then, you know, we reveal it and we know what's at stake. We know what they need. We know what's in the case. So it's kind of cool because we get to showcase our emotions and kind of be fun and feisty with that too. But it was it's pretty emotional experience.
Yeah. What about for you?
You know, for me, I've always said like, I've not even one to ever have touched a briefcase before. So to have to go up and open multiple briefcases at multiple times a night, it's new for me. So just kind of the raw reaction, we really didn't have a breakdown on even opening cases before, like in the casting process. It was kind of like, hey, episode one, have fun, like open those cases. So, you know, just to kind of go in there and like undo the little, like, lock and open it up, it was all new. You have to, you know, the hands, where you place the hands, the way you have your face turned, all of it kind of mm-hmm. you know, shows on camera. So
It's one of the most intense parts of the show. It's like the most live reaction you're going to get. Can you guys give me like the face you do when it's a high number when it shouldn't be? I just want to see if you still got it.
It's just like,
well, I like to do that little like, that little like sad, like, no, I don't want to open. Yeah.
Like, don't hate me.
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. And then what about reversing it? How do you get them like excited, but you don't want to give it away too soon?
That's fun because then we can just go in straight like, man, you blew it. And then you just like,
you like drop the case.
Oh my God.
Yes. He's really good at that. He would get me.
Well, something I really want to talk about, actually, I really want the tea on this banker. Do you know him? Do you know what he looks like? Do you guys like working for him? What is the vibes?
I only know him from a phone call. So, you know, he's a mystery to me and Kamari.
Yes.
He's a mystery to America. And
yes.
Do we know if it's the same banker that was the banker on Deal or No Deal back in the day?
It could be. It might not be. He's a mysterious banker. You know, we don't know.
All right. He gives everybody a little bit of a hard time. What do you guys what do you guys think about the overall strategy and the game show and everything and like what we've been seeing? Are you guys really into it? And, you know, what do you think is to come since you guys are going to be there for a long time? What can you kind of give us?
I mean, I think they for a season one, for them to have, you know, split so many different things into one new game show between Deal or No Deal, the survivor aspect, battling just elements of an island and filming. I mean, I think they absolutely killed it. The challenges, even, you know, we have a great team of people who puts these challenges together. And for them to go as smoothly as they did for a season one, you couldn't ask for a better team and a better breakdown of everything that kind of happened on the island. It went flawless in a lot of ways.
Truly. I love that.
And the challenges were very invasive, very surprising. Like the way that the concepts that they came up with were so, so good. I can only imagine what they're going to come up with next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, there's about a few more episodes left. We're halfway through the season. What can we expect? Is it going to be mind-blowing, just completely shocking? Yes. What can we expect from you guys and the briefcases? What reactions? What else can we expect?
There's a lot of drama coming.
Yeah, it's intense.
A lot of it gets intense. There's a couple more bats that fly through the wood. So, but yeah, just a lot of more reactions by me and Kamari both. You know, some happy ones, some sad ones, and everything in between. So you'll have to tune in Monday nights.
I will say I had to legit stop myself from shedding a tear once or twice because it got that intense and that personal that you'll just have to see. It's gonna really kick up here in a second.
Okay, well, I can't wait to keep watching. I think you guys have the coolest jobs, so keep killing it on the show. I look forward to watching the rest of the episodes, and thank you so much for your time, and thank you all so much for listening. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Thank you guys so much. Bye.